I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Aid is beginning to reach some of the more than 500,000 people believed to be displaced by Typhoon Haiyan in the Philippines. We talk with the National Director of the Philippines Council of Evangelical Churches, Bishop Ephraim Tendero, via Skype. He represents 30,000 churches.
We have at least five cities where 95% of the whole villages were devastated. One island, the fear is that up to 80% of the people are gone.
Send International is funneling relief funds to this group, help through links at our website. Next, you use something every day that's perfect for gospel work. Know what it is? Director of Visual Story Network Clyde Tabor says,
this is the most personalized device that everybody has within arm's reach.
We're talking about your mobile device. Whether you carry a tablet or smartphone, Tabor says going mobile is vital to the Great Commission. You can discuss this idea with Tabor and hundreds of other believers at a mobile ministry forum. It's December 9th through the 11th in Orlando, Florida.
If you go to mobileministryforum.org, you'll find out all the information you need to know.
And 'tis the season to bring hope. This Christmas, you can be part of bringing hope and joy to a child. Food for the Hungry is gearing up for Hope Tree. It's a way for your congregation to sponsor children all over the world who are living in poverty. These gifts can open doors to share the gospel with kids and their families. To order a Hope Tree box for your church, visit our website. Pray many lives will be impacted for Christ this Christmas. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. This month, Mission Network News is offering the book Finishing the Task by Christian Aid Mission. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own country. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.